Welcome, everybody, to everybody's favorite podcast, Two Drunks in a
Everyone's
Podcast.
Favorite. Everyone loves favorite. This show.
Too bad.
It's gone.
Gone.
The last episode of
yes.
it.
Yes.
And you know what we're... You know what? How fitting for the last episode of Two Drunks?
Yes.
Forced to not be drinking.
Exactly.
Does that make any sense?
I'm drinking Dr. Pepper.
I'm drinking water. Hey, you know what? I think that, you know, that's kind of like, you know, those Disney movies, you know, where they tame the wild animal, but then they know they can't keep it.
Yeah.
So, to make it leave, they're like, just go on and get out of here, and they're trying to be mean to it, you know?
And it's like,
so,
no, no.
We're like, maybe if we don't drink, they'll get so pissed, they don't care that we're stopping the
exactly.
show. They'll be like, fuck them anyways, because they're not drinking, so we hate them. We're kind of like, go on, get out of here, fans!
Get out of here, fans!
We'll throw a rock at you! Get on, boy!
Get on out of here!
You know you can't stay here! I
neither
can't
can
keep
we.
You! I can't keep you! No, we can't either.
My liver can't take it!
I know. That's seriously what it's all about. Our just can't do it anymore. We just can't drink. But the thing is, you know, well, we'll see. You know, because obviously this last episode, there's no alcohol involved.
Nope.
So, if anyone wants us to ever podcast again, I mean, you can hear this
yeah.
and go, well, I don't really like them when they're not drinking, so fuck
precisely.
It. Precisely. Because whatever we end up doing, we won't be drinking.
Well,
I mean, we might drink.
Yeah.
But we're not going to
it,
drink.
It probably will not be known to people.
Well, that we're drinking.
Except for people who have listened to this show.
And,
you, and if they
you'll notice
over,
the pauses, the... That, those noises, yeah. you'll know what's going on.
And you'll hear, I don't have a shot glass in front of me, but it'll be...
Look, we've hidden the shot glasses.
Exactly. They're,
you know,
well, no, there's about 15 of them.
There's 15
there,
behind us.
But.
You just don't realize that we have bled
yeah.
for you. Our livers have bled for you.
All we have in front of us now is...
empty liquor bottle, all right?
Well.
We have hit the bottles every week.
Yes.
We've hit each other.
Yes.
We've hit the floor.
Yes, I have.
And we've broken many a glass, many a bottle
oh,
along
Jesus
the way.
Oh, Jesus Christ, have we.
We've had many, many great people along the journey, this misadventure
yes,
of ours.
A lot of different people that kind of jump on.
And then
goes,
jump
you know
off. It's like the Oregon Trail.
Push,
woo!
As my other one.
Back off. Some
woo.
Have, however, stayed.
I agree.
And
many,
others left going long
away.
Ago. Long ago. Even our the buddies that would have started the journey with us have left us long ago. We
well,
haven't had a guest.
Everybody that started with us that's not in, related to podcasting is gone.
We have no one. We've been doing this show solo, if you want to call... I mean, I'd call it solo. Because we've had almost an entire family in here at one point
mm-hmm.
on the Full House episode.
We had an entire family in... Well, not,
I mean,
not the mama, but...
Yes. We've battled in Thunderdomes for you.
Yes.
We've raised
we've
aliens.
We created the Thunderdome.
We created the Thunderdome. We raised aliens. We let them live, breathe, and die on this show.
Life expectancy and after their life is over.
We brought the Turkey Testicle Festival to many. I know it was... I had not, it brought it to myself.
Yes.
I didn't know about it.
I did not as well.
Our crappy Halloween episodes that we gave you twice.
Yes.
The awards that we promised that we never,
well,
ever did.
There's a list a mile long. Okay, let's go down. Since last episode and all, let's go down everything... or. The main things that we promised people and never panned out.
The music goal.
The music.
The
music. Cool.
Music. Oh. We did do the music episode.
Yes.
We did do that.
And that was badass.
That was actually the best because we didn't talk.
Yeah, we did.
In between.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
radio DJs
exactly.
were. We're like, okay, and here's the.
Here's the band that I'm going to talk for
all
a
right,
minute.
Here's,
and a half,
here's Carver. And you need to go download it here.
Exactly.
And the next song, here is another Carver song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it was
here's
supposed
Dr.
to
Puss,
be creative,
here's Carver,
but then
here's
it just
Carver.
Turned into that. Yeah.
It's the Carver and Dr. Puss show. It's
yeah.
the bands that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Which, I, you know, Puss is a one-man band. He's like that guy that stands out there with the boom, boom, all the different
even
instruments
with
on.
Monkey, just
yeah, with the little monkey. And Carver is the, I mean, Illegal Substance, they were great.
Yep. They're in and out.
But Carver definitely was like our mascot music.
I agree. I totally agree. But don't forget Money Morphin Mega Juice.
We never delivered.
Never did. Cursed Werewolf.
We never really delivered that one. Who were the guys that used to be on the show a long time ago?
Oh, let me see.
Rodney and...
Ah.
Rodney somebody.
And...
Some other...
Oh, God. Willis.
Willis and Rodney.
Willis that was and right. Rodney.
The, so long for you. Those black fellers.
Our only black fellers.
We've even had horrible, horrible celebrity interviews.
Yes.
Horrible. Horrible celebrity interviews. One we almost really had way back in the day. Not even a celebrity.
Yeah.
Just some B-rated movie guy named Brad.
I can't even remember his name now.
Brad Dickshit.
Brad, you must die.
Yeah. Brad, whoever you are that's still making those B-rated movies, fuck you. Okay?
Yes. Wow.
We traveled through time?
Yes, we have.
How many podcasts out there can say they traveled through time? From a spritz bottle filled with homeless man's piss. Not just any homeless man, mind you.
A derelict black man
with a giant nutsack. That, where do you find?
Exactly. Go to your Keith and the girls. They will not have spritz bottles full of urine.
Luckily, we got lucky here. We got really lucky with intern Alex.
Yes.
That of all those kids out there in the Midwest that we tormented, we didn't torment the one that shot up a mall. Mm-hmm. Thank God, intern Alex. As much as we told you to kill yourself and kill others, you didn't do it. So thank you for not...
Thank you for that.
Thank you for not ruining our 2008.
Yes.
Or parts of 2007 as well. I'm sure we would have gone down a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, I would have had to.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been able to make us such a great Cafe Press store.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
So go buy your Two Drunk shirts now.
while they're available.
They'll still be available by
then. I hope so. Don't take it down, Alex. But I want to buy my shirt.
But that's like explaining like a tattoo for a one-hit wonder. Like, what's that? You're like, that's my SR-71 tattoo. You remember they had that one song? Hey, it matches my Third Eye Blind one over here. I mean, no.
You should see mine. Yeah. My Milli Vanilli.
Dude, what I never understood was, after we all found out that it wasn't Milli Vanilli singing, why didn't we still like the guys that did the singing?
I agree.
We ostracized them. We're like, oh, that's horrible. Well,
because they were big, fat, white men. They weren't African guys
predator hair. They're like the predator twins.
Just dance to the side. You forgot. I saw the fuckers at concert. I know what it is.
Speaking of predator twins... Yeah. Did you go see AVPR2S374?
Can't say I did. After the first one sucked so bad.
Listen to this. Okay, and then we'll get back on subject. I've got to vent. I haven't been able to vent to anyone yet. So AVP was already a stupid fucking movie. So AVPR4500 whatever.
Right.
Stupid goddamn movie too, right? So why would you, you know, copy that? I understand with Transformers, you know, the B company has to make Transmorphers. Okay. In movie gallery, AVH, Alien versus Hunter. The alien looks like a goddamn sock puppet, and the hunter, Jesus, God,
but you haven't seen the actual movie yet.
No, you need to go watch it.
No, I'm not going to see it. No, I'm saying, I've got a perfect third installment in the Alien versus Predator. AVPR2D2.
Yeah. Like Alien and Predator fighting, and then boom, the door busts down. Becomes flying.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, he's got like the jets and the machine guns and everything else that they unveiled in those last three Star Wars movies or whatever. Yeah, fuck all that. Who cares about Star Wars? No one out there cares about fucking Star Wars. No. We all respect it. We know it was okay and good and all, but fuck it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I agree. I just think it would work.
What would work?
That's just me.
What would work?
AVPR2D2.
I think you're right.
It could be, you know, a ripoff of Terminator 2. Or Terminator. Where it's just... this big trash can going after everybody.
It's horrible. Man.
But you have the alien and the predator to mess it up even more.
Yeah, but
because they're fighting, and DR2-D2 doesn't even want them. They're trying. He's trying to enslave.
He's trying to enslave him.
I'm sorry.
Now that Lucas has turned away from alcohol, he has turned back to crack, and he has lost his
no,
mind.
No. I just realized that just a, what's supposed to be like an action sci-fi type movie. Try to make a comedy.
Well, you could make a comedy.
I was just having R2-D2, I guess, turn to the dark side and start enslaving mankind.
Why is he going to turn on us all of a sudden?
He's not. But that's why...
the last show has made Lucas go crazy. Listen to this. He is fucking cracking up in here.
And laughed because I was listening to myself tell the story of AVPR2-D2.
Dude, I really think you should pitch that.
While I was going on, while I was talking about how it's okay, because you have Alien versus Predator, they're fighting off in the distance, and the reason that R2-D2 doesn't want to do anything with them is he's trying to take over the
So he's using the alien and predator
That's
as...
That's what cracked me up.
This is just his ploy to really enslave all of us. That wicked little bitch. So, wow. So I think he knew all that information.
But you know what the greatest thing is?
What?
Like in the Star Wars movies, you only see R2-D2 about 5 times. You know, 5 little scenes. Hey, go get the jet, or go get the crude fighter.
He's
or...
not like their little slave
yes,
boy.
No, get our jet.
Go start the jet. Warm it up for us, R2.
Well, you know all those times he's had to go up, go and get the coordinates through it, the whatever.
That's because he's a robot. Exactly. He's the only one that can do it.
Precisely.
You want that big woolly fucking penis
but
to do
you
it?
You only see him a couple times during the entire movie, a very small amount.
Which movie? Which movie are we talking
about? No, his... All the Star Wars.
Movie. No, because by the...
I'm just...
By episode 3, he's dancing a jig and setting things on fire. I mean,
okay,
he can move.
To that one. And after it, technically.
Yeah.
So, that same law will apply into this movie. Even though he's the main villain, he is trying to enslave the entire planet, he's only going to be in about four minutes.
This guy is so great. This android can enslave us all in 4 scenes.
Exactly.
And 3 of those 4 will just be him actually on the move. So
no,
he's got to have the one
no,
money
he's
shot.
He's fighting. You see the aliens and Predator fighting, and you just see him scroll across the bottom of the screen.
Is he going to have, like, a mohawk and stuff like Johnny 5 did when he went all berserk and fucking short circuit? You're going to have R2 looking badass?
R2-D2 and J5 team up.
Oh, shit, that'll be the
Make
surprise
the best
guest.
Buddy cop movie of all time.
Is that white guy going to come back and pretend to be Indian again? He's like, oh, Johnny 5!
Oh, God.
I'm white, but I talk like an Indian.
Johnny 5! You know what he looks like? He looks like the guy in The Matrix. The one who... His daughter is the one who brings out the sun.
Oh, the real Indian guy?
Yeah. Looks like the exact same guy.
It might be. You don't know.
That's true.
Hey, maybe we should get to some one of these people.
Well, we're leaving them anyway. Then, you know, whatever.
I know. Who cares if we piss them off, really?
It's not like they're going to write back to the show and say, I'm stopped listening to you guys.
Oh, wow. Good God, that's a big one. Oh, because it's...
Yeah.
Wow, look at Dusty's big fucking tattoo.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. Long time no emails. Sorry, brothers.
Brothers?
Brothers is. Body.
What are we possessing?
I don't know, but I love how when you copy and paste stuff, you get like the tongues, the winks, the body, the subject. I mean, you get every fucking piece of the email here.
Why not, you know?
All right, so...
Sorry that it's been so long since I've communicated with you guys, but life has turned to shit for me while here in good old Germany. I had a death in the family here and was in charge of the estate, and it totally fucking sucked. Do me a favor and have a toast to someone that meant very much to me. Thanks.
All right, well, we should definitely at least toast our non-alcoholic beverages, because that's still the right thing to do to toast.
Sir?
So, to Dusty's. I didn't get to finish.
I'm sorry, I just laughed a little bit.
Shut up, God. Look at you.
Because I'm sure they could hear it. didn't want to just brush over it. I just wanted to say, sorry. I tried to keep it to a minimum.
Lucas is pulling out all stops here. He's just going to lose it.
The reason is because we did it as if we had, like, beer bottles or anything. It tapped our plastic bottles together.
And my
like,
water just kind of swished, and your Dr. Pepper went,
exactly.
Like, we're horrible.
So sorry about that.
Sorry, I don't want to bring down the show, so I'll move on. Oh, it's all right, Dusty. Lucas already moved on. It's all right. I have been listening to all the shows, and thanks for bringing some light to a shitty time along with the rest of the OKV.
Shit went down again. Lucas, you Buffalo Bills loving queer wolf, I have a proposition for you.
It gets good here.
Yeah. We need to make a wager on the biggest football game of the last few years for our teams this weekend. Of course, I'm talking about the Bills and my beloved Cleveland Browns. Playoffs are on the line, my friend. I say that we bet a team hat. I will happily buy you a new Bills hat, or you have purchased me a new Browns hat. What do you say? Email me as I am sure the show will be posted well after this is read or discussed, and if you wish on the show.
So
I still can't read even when I'm not drunk.
First of all,
I did not write him back,
and the game did go down.
It did go down.
The Browns.
And we got well.
Nah, it was.
No,
a
I was about
close
to say
game.
We got our ass kicked, but we didn't. It was 8-0.
It was the Browns. Unfortunately, still did everything they could and couldn't get in because Tennessee beat the Colts. So sorry, Dusty.
But
they did everything they could. I mean, what more could you do?
I believe I said this in my response to you, but I am going to be sending you a hat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Excuse me.
Wow. See? It's even worse on fucking soda. What the fuck?
I have the box that you sent the dojo dice and bottle in, so I can send you back your... I'll send you back your box with that.
With your Cleveland Browns
maybe
hat.
Maybe it's a Browns hat. Maybe it's a Bills hat.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I agree. But yes, it is coming.
Hey, four listeners.
Yes.
Just because we're not drinking doesn't mean you can't.
Precisely.
I mean, you can still enjoy the show by drinking.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't.
You can still enjoy us. If you so choose to, and we so choose to, under a different alias, without the aid of alcohol.
The show is going to be called ABPR2D2. I'm sorry. I'm just going to
tell
you.
No, it's already
done.
I've already submitted it at Podomatic. It's up. Check it out. We're at myspace.com, ABPR2D2. If someone's really looking at that right now, I hope it pops up and says, you're a fucking moron.
Exactly.
Actually, let's go set that up. Let's go get that page right now and set it up.
No, I'll set it up to where it actually says, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah, dude.
Hi, I set this up just to say.
By the time they hear this episode, the way we post, we have enough time to make like a 2-hour motion picture of how they fucking suck.
I will make
for going
PR2D2.
Yeah, and put it on the page. All right, where are we at? Oh, okay. Hope that you accept and turn out the better way. I'm patient, but God, yeah. We got you, because he's not pussying out, he sent it to. To all of you that don't like sports, suck my fucking cock. To all of you that don't like me, suck Brian's cock. Whoa. And to all of you that are gay and just want to suck cock, well, maybe CBS will be back soon.
Captain Buttocks.
Oh, I thought we were talking about CBS.
Yeah,
I'm sure
Dan Rather will come back.
Bros, if you still need that bottle of absinthe, then let me know.
What are listeners for, right?
I know. I was lost on the absinthe.
Yeah.
See, it was one of them flashbacks. It's like, alcohol. It started spinning in my head.
Oh, yeah. How about the Ohio?
Ohio State. I love Ohio.
Have
you driven
Ohio
through
State.
Ohio?
Ohio State. Buckeye. I just did it.
Ohio State. Suckeyes. Back in the national championship.
Hey now. Not now. Hey now. Oh shit, there you go. Last show. You got your singing.
Winning. Hey, what were we doing?
We're finishing up Dusty's email.
Oh wait, this email's not real.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I know. I'm putting
Yeah.
Okay.
Drink a few for me, my brothers in Germany is listening. O.D. fucking B.
I hope that I can call. It sounds like a kid.
Hey, I hope my parents will let me call.
I better not call Dusty, kid. He'll kick
you,
my ass.
Because you finally saw his tattoo?
Hey, there you go. It's not 10 o'clock, but there's your security update. Ding. Who's this?
This one kind of... I feel bad for him. Because he's not on MySpace.
So he doesn't know what's going on. He has no fucking clue. This is from Dr. Puss 2 days before it was posted that the show is ending. Hey, you fucking drunk.
First off, Happy New Year, man.
Second, I hope your hangover tomorrow isn't so bad. Which, did you even drink on New Year's Eve?
I don't think so.
No, I didn't
either. I think I passed out pretty early.
Yeah.
Not much going on. Third, I got a weird
liaison.
I've got the French liaison
on my penis.
I've got a weird lesion on my penis.
That's from too much of that Library of the Living Dead shit. Yeah. Fourth, I've started a forum for Library of the Living Dead and would love for you to join and rant like hell. Hey, we will.
Yeah.
And everyone else should too. Here's the link. HTTP. All that other shit in the middle there, Dr. Puss. drpus.eamped.com.
Got new songs I'm working on for Two Drugs. I'll be sending next week. Take care, man. Puss.
Even though it didn't really say Puss, that's a nice song.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants his name out. Nope, hey, there's a sound just for Dr. Puss.
Yeah, there's a song for you. And we'll still take the songs.
And I'll just listen to them on my lunch break.
Like, we're still going to buy the shirts.
Yes. I'm definitely buying myself a Two Drugs for the podcast shirt.
I am going to buy
a Two Drugs
shirt. But
Alex, I want more up there. Listen to me. I know we're not going to be doing a show anymore.
Yeah, but we looked at the USB, and they've got like a Sears catalog, dude. What's up?
He is technically their intern after we...
I know, after we trashed him.
We, like, kicked him off and then...
we were going to kill him.
Punched him furiously. And, yeah. Say, go. Go. Go.
Go.
Go Power Rangers.
Go, you little nutsack. What I know. What do you... I mean, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
It's the last show.
All right, so, let's do another email real fast.
Okay.
No, we'll do a voicemail. No, we won't. We'll do another email. Then we'll go smoke a cigarette. Not that these people give a shit that we're going to go smoke a cigarette. Oh, look, since we were just talking about...
About a third done! CafePress.com/2Drunk
Yeah, if you want your Two Drunk stuff, you can go to CafePress.com/2Drunks I got some basic t-shirts and hoodies and stickers up right now. I'm planning on putting, like, a lot more stuff up. And if you have any ideas for shirts or whatever... Just send it to me. Signed,
I've got nobody.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see, that's an extra fuck you for him. See me kicking my own computer.
I do have a perfect idea for a shirt.
What?
I bought this shirt just in time for them to quit their show.
Quitters. We should, like, remake the shirts, like, mocking ourselves.
Two quitters in a podcast.
We're two quitters and a podcast, you know, because we're such quitters, you know. We've been doing it since 2006.
July 28th, 2006.
And it's now 2008.
The day after Mel Gibson called that bitch
Sugar Tits.
And it's now... And the same day we found out Lance Bass is gay.
Yeah.
And Daniel Radcliffe is going ride around. Nude in London.
So, I mean, let's not think of it so much as Two Drunks have been running since 2006. As that Brian and Lucas have been podcasting since 2006. Yes. That's a much brighter way to look at it. And that was the email that we're going to read. So there's another sound for Dr. Puss. Let's make everyone drink so they're not mad at us for not drinking.
Feel like taking a shot.
I love my water.
I love my Dr.
Feel like taking a shot. Oh, it's making me choke. The sting and burn. The sting and burn of it all. It killed
me. Massive amount of Dr. Pepper.
Fizz in your nose.
It is 1 liter of brilliance. And we're back.
We are.
Cigarette break.
Are you dying?
My jaw.
Your jaw's doing that thing again, man. He's grabbing his jaw and it's jarring out of place. Lucas is about to die, so he might not make it through the last episode. He might just drop dead.
But hey, on the good side, I doubt I'll hit the floor.
I know he's not going to hit the floor. And I'm sure that no one... Whatever. All right? What? Hopefully they're so drunk they're not paying attention that we're not drunk. But, we're dying, man. I mean, there's no other way to say it. We're fucking dying from the alcohol. We're dying.
Plus, once in a while, you know.
You gotta drink. We're not saying you're not stopping to drink, but...
But it's the scheduled drinking.
It's too much. It's like... Yeah. And you know what it was? It was cursing ourselves by naming the show what we did.
Yep.
But it's alright, because if we come back podcasting... Hopefully, we'll have listeners even if we're not drinking. I don't know. I guess it will really depend on the feedback from our last episode. If anyone's even hanging around to listen to the last episode.
No, they'll listen.
I hope.
They
I hope.
Will listen.
I hope. But
will they listen to the non-alcoholic, the O'Douls of podcasting?
The O'Douls of podcasting. Oh my god, we are. We are the O'Douls. O'Douls rule!
O'Douls
rule!
O'Douls rule! O'Douls rule!
See? See? Exactly. You know? And you know what that banana peel comes from? They would have been able to handle themselves had they played Mario Kart. Exactly. You can handle a banana peel if you play Mario Kart.
You may lose a little change.
Yes.
It may fall
your money might go flying out of the top of your car once
but,
you
go, wah, 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 exactly. Wah. Especially if your Yoshi will go.
I know you'll just wah, 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 and then you'll just take off. You again. Go, you'll be fine.
I'm trying to shoot another turtle shell at somebody.
You know what? That's what I would have packing in my car. Some red turtle shells. Yeah. Motherfucker cuts me
nothing
off.
Makes a worse sound running over it than a turtle.
Dude, you hit someone with a red turtle shell, and I bet they won't fuck with you again.
Nah. Give me the blue ones with the spikes.
Hell yeah.
Just saying. Send that up there. Going to get them. Be like, they could be 15 miles away. It's coming.
Be like, they're going to shoot three balloons, bitch.
Exactly.
Late for work, I pull out the lightning bolt, run them over, just squash every fucking car on my way to work. Fuck them. I live in a Nintendo world, all right? See, that's where it's different. Kids that
live in your world, playing hard.
Yeah, see, kids play 360 and Sony PlayStation 3, and their games are like Grand Theft Auto and God of War. And so they're driving down the road, and they're like, I just want to get out of the car and beat the fuck out of that dude and fuck his wife and then steal their car and then go shoot people. But Nintendo kids are like, I'm going to jump on his fucking head until I squash him flat. I'm gonna bust that brain
man,
up and grab a
I
fire.
Find myself another fucking green mushroom popping.
I know.
What,
they're just.
Try this
I mean,
again.
You know.
Well, for me, it'd be more like a Fusion Frenzy game.
Yeah.
If I saw somebody and they really pissed me off, I'd be like, "All right, best 2 out of 3 wins. We're going to Uranus, bitch. We're going to be playing all these games once on this frozen pond.
We're going to see. Can you leap over these bars as we run up the revolving tower?
Exactly.
Like, can you lay down the beats like Lucas? Or how about the rollerball? Hey, speaking of rollerball, how about American Gladiators coming back Sunday?
Fuck yeah.
With Hulk Hogan. I can't wait. I can't wait to see, what is it, the, not the, shit, what's it called? Assault. With the tennis ball gun. That shit's badass.
But then you have, not the jousting.
Well, the joust is over water now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Looks pretty fucking
but
awesome.
But do they have to have the big roller balls?
I don't know. See, I haven't seen it on the previews. Mm-hmm. I've only seen... The preview with the joust over the water, and that now with assault. You remember when you shot the gladiator, hit the smoke? Now it shoots him off this like platform into a big pool of water. Like, I don't know, maybe the producer's just like, I'm a gladiator with muscles and a lot of fucking water. I just want fucking water everywhere. Can we submerge the contestants underwater for 2 hours? It's like, no, we cannot do that. We'll just put them on platforms a little bit out of the water.
But I want water everywhere. I want my crowd setting in the water. It's everywhere.
Hey, and more.
Water, yes.
More water.
He's got to have fucking water.
I got to have some water right now. Fucking water.
What's going to do if I don't have my 20 ounces of H2O on you?
I wonder if you win water. But a year of water.
No, they give you hydrogen. A bottle of hydrogen.
And you're like, make your some own oxygen. Water. Make your own water, gladiator.
Try to pour the bottles together.
Now that you've beaten our 12 gladiators, you must make your own water. They should just call it Water World. I mean, wait, no, that's when they were drinking their own piss and shit. Yeah. Never mind.
They were trying to go back in time, but they couldn't figure out the right method.
Not good. Not good.
They could not find the correct derelict black man.
Hey, we've got
Well, let's read his email. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you who?
Well, we'll listen to the first. Well, we'll hear whoever's email it is or voicemail it is that you were pulling.
Yeah, because we don't have Carver's email.
Oh.
Maybe that was the blank document. Anyways, Carver sent us a new song, which we're going to play for you guys.
Yeah.
But,
while we sit here and probably talk over it just because that's what we do.
Yeah, because if you haven't noticed with this show, we don't really put a lot of time in the technical side of it anymore.
No.
We did on spurts.
Yeah.
But we think
we were like, okay, you remember the great time when we had show notes?
We'd
come in every night and be like, okay, I've got this idea. Write it down.
Yeah, we used to have show notes. We used to actually plan.
But the I believe show. That only ran for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, but even after that, we still would try to come up with ideas that were off the wall, a little
and
off
then,
the
like,
beaten
our
path.
See, that's one of the reasons. It's like, last 5 weeks or four or whatever, we just come in and we're like, okay, you got anything? No. Do I have anything? No. All right. 2 hours of improv.
Yeah, see, then that's what's been, you know.
It doesn't really work that well.
We kind of left our, being drunk, we kind of left ourselves where, instead of getting better at being drunk and being able to do a show, we just got to where we couldn't do a show because we were so drunk.
Yeah.
It's like that Family Guy where Brian thinks he can drink and sing and gets too drunk.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. Let's make them drink again because we're getting too sober for them. Sorry, Dr. Puss. Our ninja rigged system didn't have the sound output turned up properly. All right, so here's a...
Because we need more water!
We need water! H2O, please, now. Who's this?
Brian and Lucas of Two Drunks, and a podcast. But guys, it's Carver. I was calling to say my parting words because... I don't know. Just kind of felt like the thing that needs to be done. It's been a great lot of fucking shows, and it was always entertaining, and if it wasn't entertaining, definitely learned something. Like, don't drink as much as they just did. And,
we should have learned that lesson a long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been great. Hope to keep in touch, and I hope you guys do something else, or... whatever. Good luck to both of you in the future. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Carver.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, for that, we play your new song.
It's called Wake the Dead.
This rough is version.
The rough version.
All right, everybody. Time for a game. What shall it be? Bobbing for apples?
Charades? Wake the dead.
Wake the dead. Wake the dead. Out to the cemetery. Come on, everyone.
I've never played this before. How does it go?
Did you bring a shovel?
Gotta love the Addams Family.
I love the Addams Family. I always wanted to play that game, too, when I watched the movie.
Yeah.
I want to play Wake the Dead. And their cemetery was awesome looking.
Yeah.
See, Carver, we make it so they can't rip your music off as we talk over it.
This feeling of unrest, it seems as though we've just had a near-life experience. Maybe expect. Outside the wind swells like your eyes. A cicada forces grief out on tears arise. And now it's cold out, but I'll follow you to the cemetery. So you and I can wake the dead. They don't want to sleep anymore. Wake the dead. Maybe we weren't ready to give the greatness we possess. I'll follow you now till the end of our road. As long as you remember the warmth my arms sold. And now it's cold out, but I'll follow you to the cemetery. So you and I can wake the dead.
Song.
I concur, sir.
So that was Wake the Dead by Carved. So check out Carver, MySpace. if you don't know how to find them by now, you're an asshole. And you don't deserve to listen to such great music as Carver. I'm sorry. But as much as we've told you where to go to find Carver, you should have already heard this song before we ever played it.
Yes.
Because you should be checking his page all the time.
I agree.
I'm just waiting because, you know, Rue Morgue, the Canadian horror magazine, they always put the CD section in the back. I'm just waiting for them to do something on Carver.
Exactly.
Maybe someone needs to send something to them.
So well, I would think so. Maybe the people who have been in Morgue before.
Yeah, I really think that that Carver is just like right there brimming to just like...
I agree.
For that whole dark, you know... I mean, there's no... I don't even know how to categorize it. More that Bella Morte goth crowd.
Yeah,
he's like...
The same thing.
It's like a dark Enya or Enigma. No shit, man. It's like... Yeah, but not all that crazy shit. No, but anyone that sits there...
Wake the dead.
Anyone that sits there and says that, like, that Enya and Enigma shit wasn't fucking trippy and peaceful... Fuck yeah. It's like that... You know, who's the
that
shit
was,
that,
That was the Dildo Queen Sweating March.
Who did the Miami Vice sound theme song that used to do that good shit in the 80s? Jan Hammer.
Oh,
that shit was pretty fucking crazy out there, too. That Beyond the Mind's Eye shit. So thank you, Carver. And
thank you
for the call.
Much, sir.
Thank
and
you
the only one to call in with a goodbye.
No, with a goodbye. There is another call correcting you.
Brian and Lucas of Two.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's
Carver.
Carver saying our names again.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Kevin here.
There you go.
Howdy do.
Just a little correction. But first of all, let's go. nice winter here. It's white. And we've just been dumped on for the second week in a row.
Lucas gets dumped on every night.
On the Van Halen thing. Lucas, David Lee Roth did not play the keyboards. That was Eddie Van Halen. That's why they had it pre-recorded for the show, so Ed can play guitar while the keyboards are being played. So, and they just played it back at a faster speed, so it tuned it up. Yeah, it was a mess. What a joke! It doesn't mean that they're any worse for it, but. Me being the jerk and the blowhard that I am, I have to call in and make corrections.
Jerk.
I'm glad. I'm glad that Destruction does this.
Guys, help me. Get some therapy. Cheap therapy.
We just went through our own form of therapy.
Drink some more.
It involves 12 steps.
Should I just drink? Okay, anyway, Eddie Van Halen, the keyboardist, the guitar player. David Lee Roth, the dickhead, the martial artist. The sometimes acoustic guitarist, but no keyboards for him. He's just the Flash. Okay, love you guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you later. Bye. A great show, by the way.
All right, now Kevin, listen here. I do have to say, go back and listen to all of our episodes. I guarantee you. You'll be able to find at least 5 things in each one that I have said that was incorrect. I am a drunk. One of the reasons, I guess you could say, for... Not really, it's not a reason we were quitting the show. But I guess
because Lucas is a drunk? No.
Well, I was going to say no, that I say a lot of stupid stuff.
No, it's because
I know, that's what I'm saying. But you should be used to me being wrong.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with being wrong.
Oh, I know. I'm professional.
Something right with being right.
Except for the fact that you're right.
I don't know. That was just a... Yeah. That was... Hey, we still have a... We still have a message left. No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. From Peephole.
Peephole.
Real sorry to hear
man.
That, guys.
Hope you stay in touch.
Take care, fellas, and I hope all well... And that whatever you do in the future works out. If not, get drunk. From Matt.
Smiley face, people.
Now, you know, there. Chris did not email, but he did post on the
yes,
page.
Yes, he did.
And
so did Kevin.
Yeah, and so did Dustin.
Saying, what the fuck? There better be a good reason for this.
So, those are...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I have no clue what the fuck happened to the rest of the comments.
What, oh, when they're all disappeared? Yeah. We actually, if you would listen on 111, the unaired episode.
Okay.
We discussed. Because someone had just posted while we were doing that show, we were checking our page. Someone had posted, what the hell happened to all my comments or whatever, right in the middle. So there went 2 years of comments. So, I mean, we had some back from, like, you know,
said about September of...
Yeah, it's sad.
2006, yeah.
But I'm glad that...
I'm glad we deleted them.
You know what?
I don't even know how they got
as
deleted.
As bad as this sounds, but everyone that's listened to the show for a long time, and especially the ones that do this show that I'm about to say something about, knows that it's all... This is all good, what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we talked shit on 10 Drink Minimum back when we did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because then we would have never run into 10 Drink Minimum. Probably would have never run into Underground Short Bus.
Yeah, we would have. They came. They
yeah, but I'm saying we would have never started this crazy OKV that spun out of control.
Hell yeah.
And ended up right back to the three. We're the last three again.
And I'm glad we were able to pull Kevin and Mike away from Patty Too Fatty.
Yeah, that's right, because we had the never-ending war that they never knew of with Keith and the girl, and nobody likes onions.
Hey, guys, I know you want to be our friends, but we got to let you know.
Oh, no, that
was
10 Drink Minimum.
Probably be a little too risque for you, because...
Oh, no, you're talking about
what we wrote to them. Yeah.
And so then, who else? Steve Kane.
Yeah.
Mike and Mike, who was the reason we started podcasting in the first place, was Mike and Mike. And Arissa.
Yes.
Who I... Maybe now I'll start listening to podcasts again. And
well, they're now finally starting to record normally again.
That's good. It's so hard, you know. I know, obviously, this doesn't mean much coming from two quitters right here, but
two quitters.
It means a lot that there are a lot of podcasts that are still going with all this corporate bullshit takeover.
Yeah.
You look on every top 10 podcast list and it's CNN's this, Comedy Central's that, this and that, you know. So it's good to see that those smaller podcasts are still out there doing the thing,
right.
You know. Obviously, like I said, it doesn't mean much coming from two quitters, but...
Take it for what it's worth.
Yes.
Absolutely
and,
nothing.
Exactly. It's absolutely nothing. But speaking of the OKV and things that we've done on this show... Do you remember the botched OKV Thunderdome Dojo, the giant, like, month-long contest that ended up the newest member of the OKV? Somehow both of their hosts worked through the Sweet 16 to meet in the championship.
Yep.
It looked so staged, and it wasn't.
And they're still kicking ass.
Yeah, they're, you know.
Number six.
Number six on podcast, Allie.
Congratulations for that. I still don't. Particularly like the show? Or
no, I don't. You I don't like the show either.
But hey, you're still not cat. Cat. I was going to say Cat G.
Cat G.
Keith and the girl.
Keith
you're
and
not
the girl.
Distorted view. You're not, you know, Patty Too Fatty and Hollywood Gay Adam. You're just you.
Hollywood Gay Adam. God, I remember that.
Yeah.
Then there was Anarchy, Captain Buttsex. Or
and
Dr. Dank.
Yeah, Dr. Dank.
Nurse Dank.
And Brother Justin.
Brother Justin, the horror queen, Robin. Yep. That's it. I don't.
And the kids.
The kids. The kids on the
from
floor.
From two different locations.
Yeah, and we attempted a show like Underground does over the Skype.
Which never
got aired.
I still have my side of it if anybody... wants me to post it.
Yeah, there's been many
talking to nobody.
There's actually, you know, we're kind of like Tupac. We could stop the show now and still give you episodes,
dude,
for the next year.
I not a year, but honestly, if we go back and look at everything that we never released,
look at how many episodes we didn't release and how many, because almost every week there was a drunken rant
that
was
never
released.
Yeah,
there
I
were
mean,
even whole
we
weeks of
have.
Two episodes. That were never released. So
we probably have good 10, 15 shows.
We do.
Shows.
We really do have quite a bit. So if...
Maybe they're... Because I am still planning to finish up, even though once I... Okay, here's my plan for everybody out there. And sorry, Dr. Puff. But after I'm going to finally try to move everything over to that TalkShoe account so that everybody could still try to get all the old episodes, all of the episodes from that on iTunes. And then once I get all those over there, that Podomatic shit's gone.
So yeah.
I'm not paying $10 a month.
$10 a month just to keep Podomatic set up. So yeah.
Because if we come back, it's not going to be through Podomatic. I'll tell you that.
And yeah.
So I'm hoping, and maybe we'll get out some of those unaired episodes through that.
And hopefully now, you know, if we do find another gateway for podcasting, we don't want everyone to think that it's just going to be two drunks in a podcast without the drinking. We will do more of the tech. I mean, we'll everything we've learned over the last year and a half, we'll put into the new show. We'll know not to take this path, not to do this, because it doesn't seem like it.
Not to attempt an episode if you have nothing for it.
It doesn't seem like it to everyone out there, but we do want to try. Yeah. Right? Arissa said it. Wow, you guys seem so effortless, because there is no effort.
There is.
But it's not that we don't want to, because we enjoy doing stuff like this, and we would like to continue. Obviously, we took the wrong route, because we thought in the beginning of podcasting, you know, you look at it, and there's so many out there, and you feel you need to do something to put yourself aside from everyone else.
Right.
And really, whether we would have done the drinking edge of it or just done our own show, in time it would have happened. Because it didn't take off right away for us under the drinking.
Hell no.
I mean, we are still now a year and a half into this thing, you know, from 2006 to 2008, and we're still just now getting more people coming forward that they listen to the show.
Exactly.
And you check and...
And losing more.
Yeah,
don't forget that.
We are losing a lot more.
Probably losing more than we're gaining, but
who the fuck cares? Would like to say that we have a billion other phone messages from the drunk ass.
Oh, yeah, drunk ass. Sorry about that.
But we have 56K, so we couldn't get them all downloaded.
And because she's the last listener to come on board, she'll be the last listener I get to just bitch out for no reason. While not being drunk, so I'm going to do it just because I can.
Be glad, because on that unaired episode, wow. Lucas, I don't think you remember.
No.
You
don't? I don't remember shit.
Dude.
I remember how it ended.
The stuff you said about the drunkenness. Wow.
I don't doubt it.
It was classic.
I don't doubt it.
It was classic.
I mean...
That was actually... It was freaking hilarious. It really was hilarious. It was. But...
Will they see it? I don't know.
But, you know, it's... Is it really worth it to all you guys? If you really like Lucas so much, do you guys really want to continue seeing him kill himself and fall on the floor and hurt himself and break glass and stick his hands in it and bleed and shit? I mean, you guys think it's funny, but if you like Lucas so much, do you really want to see him keep fucking himself up like that? God damn.
It's just funny because, like, I'll just wake up the next day. No, not really hangover or anything. Just look down and I'm like, where the fuck did all these cuts come from? And then I'll find out that I've smashed, like, 13 shot glasses.
And it's just...
Fell on the floor. And did crazy. I actually fall?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, where you speared into the ground and then said that you didn't fall?
That was the beginning of the end.
But look, did you also notice how far into that episode we were?
Yeah.
39 minutes?
And that I thought that we had just started it with my conversation. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I'm just remembering.
No. I realized that looking at it. Not,
you guys don't realize.
Right
you,
after.
See, and I know no one's going to believe me when I say this, but, you know, because we say it all the time, oh, Lucas was really drunk. No, Lucas was really drunk this time. I don't know what happened. He was really drunk. And you guys, you let it happen.
We'll probably not hear me be that drunk.
No. And you know what? I mean, like I said, when we do a show, it will not be two drunks without the alcohol.
Nope.
It will still be Brian and Lucas.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be a little more whatever side we choose to go on. Opinions help. Send them. You can still send them to Drunks Podcast.
Yeah, that's
Drunks
still
underscore
be up.
Podcast. The MySpace is still going to be there.
Yeah,
it's not going anywhere for now.
I'm still
going
to leave that up, and once I get everything transferred over, I'm going to take out that Podomatic player and put in the TalkShoe player.
Yeah,
so
and it can just...
It'll still be
there.
It'll
just set there. And you know,
We're not going to do this like we did last time. We told you we were going to quit and go, we're going to come right back.
What was it? If 45 was the first announcement. We don't know if we're going to do it, but we're going to do 2 weeks. And then after that,
no. But see, we kind of knew all along we were going to come back. Yeah. We just wanted to get some feedback.
That was a publicity stunt.
But, so we're not going
to
lie
it's
now.
It's kind of retarded because it's a publicity stunt to the people who are already listening.
Yeah,
so exactly. It's like, let's get more listeners, man. Let's quit.
Yeah, exactly. But no, really, this time, we're not, in all honesty, we're not doing it as a publicity stunt. No. Truthfully, we are discussing other means of podcasting. So no, we have not decided, we're done. We're just done with the Two Drunk side of podcasting. We're not done with podcasting at all.
But
we're not going to come back with podcasting
until we've
got something ready
exactly.
for you.
It's got to be thought out. It's got to be something that won't collapse.
The only thing that needs to be associated is it'll be Brian and Lucas hosting it. And from there on out, we want the new listeners to just go, huh, it's a good show. But we want really what the older listeners that find us or want to keep in touch and find this show and listen to it when we get it up and running, want them to go, wow, it was really good that they switched directions.
But
and
no,
if they don't,
you know we're not going to get that. We'll go, ah.
You're better
drinking. You're not getting drunk. You sold out.
Hey, you know what? And it, I know you didn't hear that, but that was a big fucking knife opening that I will open your fucking heart with.
I'll gut you like a fish.
I'll gut you like a motherfucking fish. All right, so I need some water. I'm parched.
Man, my Dr. Pepper.
But, look.
Maybe it'll be called Dr. Pepper and Water Show.
But this is what I'm saying, man. We weren't drunk this time.
No.
And yeah, maybe we didn't say some really stupid shit like a lot of people like. But we did make it through a show without having any fucking anything other than their voicemails. We had nothing. We're like, this is the last show. Let's do it. We didn't plan anything funny. Let's go out by doing some time travel. We didn't do anything fucking cool. We should have, but we didn't.
No, I'm sorry. I know it sounded like a piece of art. AVP-R2-D2 was not pre-planned. I'm sorry.
It really wasn't. And the sad thing is, give it a month, and Saturday Night Live or someone will be making fun of it. Yeah, someone's going to use that. Lucas, you're fucked. See, that's why you shouldn't do it on free speech
shit.
Hey,
it doesn't matter. Because remember, we used to throw out ideas for movies all the fucking time in the car. In case we were being bugged by
Hollywood. The satellites are hearing you from above.
True. Then it wouldn't matter if...
That's true. It doesn't matter if you're putting it on a podcast or not. They're going to hear it, and they're going to know.
Where to go from here?
Well, that's the thing. I keep looking at that clock.
And you're like, do we want to make it an hour?
I know. It's like, what should we do?
It doesn't matter to me.
It's kind of scary. But
in that moment of silence for you listening at work, remember, we started something a couple episodes ago and then dropped it again.
But this wasn't really for you to to readjust yourself at work. It's to wipe the tear out of the corner of your eye.
Yes.
Because I know you're shedding them. You're either watching like We or Marshall or one of them fucking sad
Rudy.
Sports movies like Rudy, or you're listening to this podcast and you're getting a little weary-eyed.
Yeah.
Just a little. A little misty. And the pupils. Or it might just be too much goddamn water, because that's what's making my eyes go. Is the water. So I guess it's really no point to do a cage match on the very last show.
No.
Dusty's
the champion.
Yeah, Dusty, because
He got us the bottle, he's the champion.
And Dusty, I swear to God, long hours of thought, and we will find a way to incorporate this bottle into whatever else we do podcasting. We'll figure it out. I mean, trust us. You shouldn't have ever trusted us before. From July 2006 to now, you should have never trusted us.
No.
We're telling you now, trust us. Seriously.
It will be.
Trust us. That knife
or it'll slice
is in your
you,
back.
Dusty.
I'm telling you.
It'll slice that tattoo right off your arm.
I will. And I'll probably wear it as a cape because it's big enough to fit. As a cape. His fucking arm is like Arnold. Just check out his MySpace if you don't fucking believe me.
That's right.
He's got like the Southern Hemisphere tattooed on the side of his arm. I mean, in detail. It's like it's built to scale.
Motherfucker trying to shoot somebody.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. A motherfucker trying to shoot somebody.
It's a motherfucker trying to shoot
somebody. Does that surprise you that Dusty has a tattoo of a motherfucker trying to shoot somebody?
Well, he was in the military. And he was probably a motherfucker trying to shoot some guy. Who knows? He may still be a motherfucker trying to shoot some guy.
He could be. I don't know.
He could be a motherfucker trying to shoot some William.
Shoot William. It's possible. Yeah, that is possible. That's right, William. The tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, gonna kill him.
Dusty's tattoo is gonna kill William. Gonna kill William. It's gonna kill William.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's getting kind of sad, isn't it? It's getting near the end of that road, Lucas. Hey,
just taking another path on that road.
Well, let's actually do the end, like a 2-hour special. We'll break it down into 2 1-hour episodes.
No, we'll just do it. We'll do it USB, or we'll do it our original style.
No, let's break it down.
2 hours.
You gotta have the end in 2 parts. Because we've done pretty much all of our main stuff out of the way.
What are we gonna do on this one?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure something out.
Fair enough.
So, we will be back with the second part
of our last episode.
Yes. The second part of our last episode. It.
Going back on our last one, the last episode A, the last episode B.
I know, exactly. See, you want to go old school with it. Exactly. So, let's go old school with it.
Episode 1, A, B, C.
Episode 3. No, I mean, I think we went as far as, like, D.
We did on 6. One of those has never been aired.
Oh, we you're right.
We did 3 with her in there, and we were just getting drunker and drunker.
That's where the
Mighty Morphin Mega Dudes were born.
That's true.
Or their name brought up, and then brought up a couple more times, never coming to life.
Yeah. Because we never... But we... Yeah. That's 2 drunks. We never went through with that stuff. Yeah. We'll be back.
Yes.
If this is all they get for the last one, then they probably won't want to check out anything else we ever have to do.
That's fine.
They probably won't want to check us out anyway.
I'll listen to it.
Who the fuck are we? I'll listen to it every day. Fuck it.
Well, something's got to take up the time so Dynamite come back. Guess what? It's no longer the show if we do not speak.
It's just the show. We won't be speaking. Sad.
Well, until the next episode.
Yeah, of course. Well, this episode. Yes. Just part B.
Right. Flip your cassette over.
If you have a cassette...
And you're playing this on a cassette? How'd you fit that hour?
Tell me how.
How'd you fit that hour on that one side?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's not possible.
Yeah, oh well.
Not only that, I want to know who you taped over. Because where did you find a blank cassette tape? You
it taped was over somebody. I don't know, like Tiffany. An old Tiffany tape.
An old Tiffany tape. New Ace of Base.
Yes.
Put the masking tape over the holes, and Ace of Base is gone. It's now 2 drunks. Exactly. The last episode, part A. Thanks.
Speaks to Maxwell.
Oh, Jesus. We're crazy.
Yeah. So I guess we just end it with that. With the yeah.
Sounds like a good way.